Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, online at riverlandroofing.com. He's Brad Logan, live at Ole Miss, just outside of Ott-Hemingway Stadium. He's been doing some basketball stuff, talking to Chris Beard, Adam Bud Clark, Ole Miss's new point guard, and a lot of recruiting stuff has happened as the chat has been going crazy. Ever since Ben Jarvis Shoemaker flipped to Colorado. We're going to talk all about it. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Doing well, Ben. Beautiful day here in Oxford. I just took a picture behind me. It's hard to see, but it's Ott-Hemingway Stadium. This is kind of our location that we usually come to post-football press conferences, but this has always been a good spot for us. As we just left basketball, and also, not to be forgotten, we heard from Coach Joe in the Ole Miss women's basketball program, Jada Rashad, who everybody's really excited about, Talaysha Cooper, the transfer out of Tennessee that averaged over 16 points a game. This could be Coach O's best roster. 10 transfers coming in. She just talked about how they just had a high school recruit that was on campus, so still recruiting the high school ranks. But, yeah, this is a portal season for Ole Miss women's basketball. She was named the portal queen for the New York Times, and with good reason. Ole Miss was the number one recruiting class. I think it was number one recruiting class in the SEC. If I'm wrong, you can fact check me, guys out there watching and listening. But I know it's very high up the list. And Ole Miss, the women's program. We'll hear from Coach Beard along with Bud Clark here in just a moment, as we just got those loaded, literally just came from the TUI Center. And a lot to get to with recruiting, Ben, but we'll get to that basketball piece in a moment. But obviously football is what everybody's mind is on right now, with a big commitment possibly coming at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about that. And, of course, the big Shoemaker flip to Colorado just hours ago.
Yes, 24 hours ago, you're about to see that interview with one Chris Beard and Adam Bud Clark. But let me see if I can get this back to the stage. There it goes.
Yeah, good.
Earlier today, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, not even 24 hours after he announced he was shutting down his recruitment with Ole Miss, flips to Colorado. Like Hayes Fawcett at On3 said, recruiting in 2026, man. Recruiting, period. But yes, in 2026, B-Ham Rev's been having a fit in the chat, so let's get to it. Ben, what information do you have that Shoemaker did this after shutting down his recruitment yesterday? You were as sure as you've ever sounded this wouldn't happen. I'm still shocked by it. Ole Miss is shocked by it, because where I was getting that information from was directly from the coaches. And after yesterday, and Sharks sent out, and this took everybody by surprise. Ole Miss coaches are very upset today. It was a blunder by the kid, because a lot of resources, a lot of time have already been spent on Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. And Ole Miss, to this day, while this is a bad development or a development that no one saw coming, including me, because I still believe he's going to sign with Ole Miss in November, because I know how much time and money they've spent on him already. I know that Ole Miss has an expectation that comes with that, and no one saw this coming. So where was my information coming from? The same place it came from for Deuce Knight, when I predicted that he would transfer to Ole Miss before anyone else did, and LSU and Auburn people were saying I was a crazy person. From the same people that said Keyshawn Taylor was going to commit, that said Craig Tutt was going to commit and sign. J.C. Anderson, when he committed, now he flipped to LSU. I told you about that too. This is recruiting in this mid-June, and I understand this, there's a lot of consternation out there, especially with Mitchell Turner set to commit to a school this afternoon. And I was told just as recently as the last 10 minutes, I'll double check it. I asked essentially, is Turner still good? The answer was a simple yes. Now, that could turn out to be not true too. Ole Miss was blindsided by a flip that no one saw coming outside, I think, of Ben Jarvis Shoemaker in Colorado today. But this consternation or this questioning my record or something, if we want to play the record game, we can. I'd rather not, because that's silly and self-serving. I'm very proud of the record, because I don't do recruiting predictions unless I believe them to be true, and I've been hitting on them. This one took everybody by surprise. Now, it is mid-June. I still expect, after talking to a number of people today, despite the surprising nature of this, and the expectation is still that Ben Jarvis Shoemaker will end up signing with Ole Miss come November. Deion's on his way out is one thing I've heard, but this is not a good development. No one says it is. I understand why y'all are angry, but directing it at me when the kid is the one 24 hours ago that did exactly what I said he was going to do, which was, quote, shut down his recruitment, then does a surprise flip and yet it's Ben's fault. That's an interesting way to go about it. It hurts because of the ranking and how they're trying to build the class out this summer. Mitchell Turner, again, committing this afternoon. It's Ole Miss, Alabama. I've heard some state noise, but it's supposed to be, at least according to every source I have, Ole Miss this afternoon. It's not what you wanted, but it's also mid-June. And in recruiting in 2026, regardless of how open and shut a lot of these things can be these days, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker's enjoying the process. Best of luck to him, I guess, until he inevitably comes back into the fold. So, yeah, that's where I was getting it from, the same place I always get it from. And at Kieran Bell said, no one's questioning your record. I would disagree. I've already had somebody on in the YouTube comments say, don't listen to Ben when he predicts recruits. And then I've got B-Ham Reb getting really upset in the chat. The bottom line is, man, it's mid-June. I think that Ben Jarvis Shoemaker is still going to sign with Ole Miss based off of the sourcing I've got, which is like I'm looking at the text from coaches. You know what I mean? Like I'm looking at them. And no one expected this. Ole Miss is very upset, very pissed. And that might play into it, him not signing in November, because like yesterday it was done. Mitchell Turner, Ben Jarvis re-solidified, all good, done, and then this happens today. This is not how Ole Miss plays the game, and we'll see if there are any repercussions in terms of how they pursue him from now on, but I still think he's upside in November. Despite this is just, for me, something that happens in mid-June. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that happened in mid-June, Brad, and unfortunately, it's surprised. I think he likes the drama of it, and that's not an uncommon refrain with recruits. But as far as like the information didn't change. I always give y'all exactly the newest information that I got. I'm not shy about it. And still, while this was a unexpected development today, nothing's really changed my perspective on it. Especially, I thought like we were in the clear here, you know? We were in the clear from this June drama, Brad, when he – less than 24 hours ago, shuts it down, sticking with Ole Miss. And yet, Ben, how dare you? How dare I result in Ben Jarvis flipping randomly? I mean, it's something that caught everybody off guard, Brad.
I think we need to just, first of all, look at the timeline of this. The recruiting that Randall Joyner and the rest of the defensive staff, including head coach Pete Golding, has been incredible. Not only the state of Mississippi, but all high school prospects. And having so many camps. I mean, for goodness sake, you've got one of the best quarterbacks in the country, Keegan Croucher, recruiting for you. Ole Miss is in on some high-level recruits because one of the best quarterbacks in the portal, I'm sorry, one of the best quarterbacks in currently in the system is committed to Ole Miss. Now, let's look at this. Shoemaker, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, commits to Ole Miss, you know, rocks along, takes a visit here or there. Comes back in. No less, not only is he committed to Ole Miss, 16 hours later, he recommits to Ole Miss. He recommits to Ole Miss. I'm sorry. Then 16 hours later, he flips to somebody else. What are you supposed to do if you're a coaching staff when you have a player that not only is committed to you, double downs and says, I'm done, I'm shutting it down. 16 hours later, he flips. There's nothing you can do. All you can do is just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the experience because you've done everything from a recruiting staff that you can do. And anybody that has anything to say in regards to Ben's prediction, he's going only on what he's being told. And obviously, the same people he's talking to are the people of significance because they were told the same thing. You're right. Let's really lay the cards on the table. You know, I don't know how old everybody is out there watching and listening, but I know how old I am, and I know how long I've been following this recruiting thing. The players stay the same age. The same thing has happened in 1997, with the exception of some tweaks to the rules and some money and that sort of thing. It's all the same. I mean, everything fast forward to 2026. Players enjoy the recruiting process. Players enjoy being wined and dined by coaching staffs. Players enjoy being the top of the list. There's no doubt that when he took a recruiting trip to Boulder, that he had a lot of fun. I mean, you could look at his Instagram and look at his X handle. That's obviously – that's what happened with Shoemaker. But what, unfortunately, in the society that we live in, is someone came after me on X, and I agreed with them, frankly, you need to stop using the word committed. I can even remember years ago people in the media were saying the word committed is awful because you're not committed to anything. You're committed that you told somebody you would come play football for them. You're not committed to anything else. That's technically fair. But until you put your name on the dotted line, and even then, you can pull your name and tear it up and then go somewhere else. So the whole world of recruiting has changed so much. But I just want to be fair that everybody really appreciates the timeline we're talking about. You've got a young man who's an incredible talent that Ole Miss would love to have on their roster. Commit to them because the recruiters at Ole Miss have done a phenomenal job. You're recruited. Then you double down and you say, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I'm out. I'm recruiting for Ole Miss. I'm committed to Ole Miss. I'm shutting it down. 16 hours later, he's going to Colorado. There's nothing you can do. Recruiting is just insane right now.
It's insane, and it is what it is, but I don't want people to mistake what I'm saying here. Like, it's a loss today. It's a hit today. But do I think he ultimately gets back in the boat? I do. Remember, a couple of years ago, the top player in Mississippi, Caleb Cunningham, at this point was committed to Alabama and was considering Alabama in state. And then in the fall did what I said he was going to do and flipped to Ole Miss and signed with Ole Miss. And now they're waiting on him to contribute in a meaningful way. Emotions tend to run high because we're used to seeing recruiting through a certain lens. I know I've been around it since 2006, five, really following and then working in the recruiting industry. And this can be the silliest of silly seasons, especially now, because it is pretty cut and dry. Like what Ole Miss has done for Ben Jarvis Shoemaker to this point, most everyone else, they did it. They had stuff lined up and done for a number of guys who signed in the last class that we could go through, and they didn't do any of the flipping and flopping and constant playing the game, like, for example, Carmelo Reed. A lot of what Ole Miss has done in terms of taking care of Ben Jarvis Shoemaker did for Carmelo Reed, who I said was going to commit and sign, and he did. And that whole time, through that whole process, he stayed committed. Not everybody's Carmelo Reed. Some are Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, and some get into June, and they're not getting the attention, or they maybe just like the attention of it and want to play a little bit of a game. But there are repercussions to that, and that's what I'm focusing on now. How Ole Miss, if at all, their pursuit of him changes. Because the expectation for Ole Miss, they're angry as heck today, especially after they thought it was done. He sent out a graphic yesterday saying it was done. And it would have been Texas. I think people would have understood it more because there was a little bit of a Texas push. Like, for example, for Beham Rev saying, listen to whatever you're saying. Look, we say a lot of things on these things, and I stand by everything we say. But they're snapshots in time, I will first warn you. And two, Texas, there he was never a threat to flip to Texas. And again, he was re-solidified yesterday only to do this with Colorado. It's June. June. Mitchell Turner commits at 4 p.m. Central Time. Mitchell Turner, according to all the sourcing I have, which if you were in my seat, you would trust it too, that will be Ole Miss at 4 o'clock. Now, if it's not, then we're going to have to question a lot more than whether or not Ben got a prediction right or wrong. And still, the prediction remains. I'm not backing off of it. If you made me guess as of June 23rd, 2026, will Ben Jarvis Shoemaker make his way back into this class by the time it matters? Because you're right. Imagine if you got engaged and you had a wedding date, but then you're like, man, I got to sow my wild oats before I lock everything up. You know what I mean? That's essentially what recruiting is, you know? This is like, I mean, they haven't even gotten to the bachelor party yet, you know? Like, bachelor parties where usually the wild stuff happens. He's already having some fun in the summer. That's unfortunately still a part of it and is remnants of the old days, because when the old flips used to happen, like Jeffrey Simmons on National Signing Day, and Barney Farrar was beside himself, he couldn't believe it. Like, he couldn't get over it. I don't think he ever got over it. There are ones that shock you. But these days, they don't shock you that much. I'll give Ben Jarvis Shoemaker a lot of credit. This one shocked me. This one did. Because of when it happened, after all of what him sending out the graphic yesterday, knowing what Ole Miss has poured into him already, and how will that change now, right? You really want to play silly games, you're going to get some silly prizes, if that makes sense. Like, Ole Miss has a lot already tied up in Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, and that might be now in peril for him. If he really wants to play those kind of games. So we'll see. I mean, because this is a different world, guys. It is. And it's Usually these kind of things, shocking things, don't happen. Is Ole Miss still confident with Turner, Moss, and Berry? Turner, yes, at 4. Moss, yes, supposed to be committing on Friday. Then Alvin Mosley on Saturday. Berry, I still think they believe in they're in the lead. But today was a shot across the bow for a lot of people because this just doesn't happen all that much anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that just – this doesn't happen all that much anymore. Another one from at JBL104, any baseball portal update. Had a full baseball portal show yesterday with Sudu. Go check that out in the Talk of Champions library on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your stuff. Search Talk of Champions, a big baseball portal show yesterday. Going to, of course, have more coverage on it tomorrow and the next day. Today, we're focusing mostly on Mitchell Turner, who is expected to commit to Ole Miss this afternoon, four-star interior defensive lineman who I was doing kind of comp stuff with Zach on the show recently. He liked the Jesse Mitchell comp as far as, like, if we're just going by Ole Miss guys.
Yeah, good one.
Jesse Mitchell is his comp for Mitchell Turner. So that should be that should be Ole Miss at 4 o'clock, and then Caden Moss. Ole Miss believes itself to be in the driver's seat to get him come Friday, and then Mosley on Saturday. So we spent money on Shoemaker, on the Shoemaker commit, then he commits to Colorado. Everybody's spending money on commitments, including Colorado. Like someone said it earlier. I mean, is there like someone said it earlier in the chat? They're like, well, obviously that commitment graphic probably motivated Colorado to go even. But yep, I think so. I think that's absolutely a good way to look at it. Ben Jarvis told us today he doesn't want to play for Ole Miss. Why should we focus our resources on someone who doesn't want to play for us, delegate it to other places? And,
it's not that simple, John.
It's not that simple. And, yeah, it's not that simple. It's not. And I don't know. I haven't heard that about telling Ole Miss that. That's not what I've gotten from any of the coaches or any of my sources on that. I haven't heard that specifically, John. It could be true. I just hadn't heard it. At Gary Roscoe, 49.99. What is Ole Miss doing at running back if they don't get DGG, David Gabriel George? I could see them pivoting really hard to Ty Keyes. That'll be tough because Miami's always been the 1A, 1B, now committed to Miami with Ole Miss in that recruitment dating back to like sophomore, junior, high school. So we'll see. I think that they could go that way with it. Ty Martin, man, like LSU was going a different direction and Ole Miss was in the driver's seat for him, and then it turns. Stuff happens in recruiting in that way, but I don't think Ole Miss looks at running back. DGG is a historically good recruit and potential running back addition as far as high schoolers. Like, he's the guy you splurge the budget on. He is not coming in here to be in the mix with Mekhi Frazier and those guys. He will be coming in here to lead the room once Kewon Lacy takes over. So Ole Miss is fortunately in a place where it can pursue a guy like that and not have to overly prioritize high school running backs this year, even though they are losing Kewon after this year to the NFL draft, if that makes sense. Like, they still they're going to attack the portal again. Those things still matter. But if they don't get DGG, which I still don't think they're going to, like, I do agree with Zach that they've made a real move and they're probably number two to Ohio State right now. But if you made me guess, Ohio State's going to end up landing him. So what would they do? I wouldn't be shocked at all if they pivoted really, really hard specifically to Ty Keyes, but he wouldn't be the only one. We'll just get Ben Jarvis out of the portal in a year or two.
I'm not sure he signs with Colorado.
I don't think he signs with Colorado either.
I'll be honest, I do
agree with the sentiment. I do agree with the sentiment. Sure. I mean, Kewon Lacy signed with Missouri when an Ole Miss finished second, and what has he done for his career except be a history-making running back at Ole Miss, right? So, and again, I understand with sports being out, like, everything is over the top, like, angry and emotional. Sports are out of season. This was, you know, Mitchell Turner supposed to be committing. Now, if Mitchell Turner doesn't commit this afternoon, I'm probably going to be right there with everybody in the chat. You know what I mean? Like, I'll probably be going, whoa,
June. I mean, I'm not trying to throw water on the fire here, but, I mean, it's June. There's a lot of time before signing day.
There's plenty of time, and I would be surprised. And you don't have to listen to me. You don't. I mean, whatever you want to say, you want to get mad at me for this, that's fine. I would just argue that the kid did himself a disservice today by handling this in this way. And that's more for me the story, is how Ole Miss goes about it from this point forward comparatively. You know what I mean? Like, because this kid has been through a lot. He's had some stuff that he's had to deal with at home, and Ole Miss has helped him through a lot of stuff. So the idea that you would just discard in that way, that might affect how Ole Miss pursues or goes after him moving forward. I don't know. It was a random occurrence. It came across my phone, and I went, what? That makes no sense. And the first thing I did was text one of the coaches, was like, what in the world? And they said, we're all pissed. And it went from there. They like, no one saw it coming. So put the blame wherever you want to. Say whatever, like, get upset about it. Like, the kid didn't handle this well today. He didn't. He didn't.
I think blame's kind of the wrong word to use here. And I'm not going to go into specifics, and I know Ben's not either, but this is not just a situation to where he chose one school over the other without receiving significant guidance from one school over the other. I know that Ole Miss has been very, very supportive, and I'm not referring to finances here. I'm referring to support. And the University of Mississippi has been very supportive for the young man, and it's I don't want to say it's disappointing, but on the flip side, I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater just because a young man makes a very quick decision in the last minute. There's a graphic that was posted last week that Ole Miss is in 4 of the 5. At that point, Shoemaker was committed, but Ole Miss is either has committed or is in the conversation with 4 out of the top 5 players in Mississippi. I continue to think that's a big thing. That's big news for Ole Miss. And I think that Ole Miss staying in that conversation piece in Mississippi and recruiting the state of Mississippi hard is important. But look, yeah, I mean, this is a blow, but it's not a blow to where it's a knockout blow. This is a blow in which Ole Miss takes a step back and shakes his head and probably does some evaluation because, like Ben said, how does Ole Miss recruit Shoemaker moving forward? They're not going to stop recruiting, but does this alter his recruitment? After all Ole Miss has done, you know, behind the scenes and that sort of thing for the young man, and now to see him make the decision to commit to Colorado after a visit, you know, I think you have to do some evaluation at that point. You have to reflect and see, okay, where do we put our eggs, if you will? What basket are we going to? Because now you talked about, does Ole Miss have a shot for DGG? Do they want to evaluate their allocation of finances for linemen versus running backs now that, you know, you have some things that happen versus running back versus linebackers versus defensive backs? I think you at that point you kind of reevaluate. You continue that conversation piece with Shoemaker, but there's no doubt, Ben, I think I can speak for a lot of people, that relationship has changed now. I don't know how much has changed, and I don't know the significance that has changed, but that relationship has changed. He's still a very good player. That hasn't changed at all. Ole Miss would love to have him in the boat, but today changed things.
Today changed things, and it surprised everyone, including me, and I'm trying to answer y'all's questions as straight up as possible. He recommitted. You see it. SIP made, SIP stayed, recruitment shut down, even though shut down should be 2 words and not one. And then not even 24 hours later, because recruiting, he's flipping to Colorado. Not Texas, Colorado. Took Ole Miss by surprise. Completely, there's a lot of anger over there right now. And how they approach this moving forward will be fascinating to see. What does it mean for Mitchell Turner? According to the coaches and people I've been talking to, Mitchell Turner, who commits at 4 p.m. Central Time today, I still expect that to be Ole Miss. I still do. This doesn't have any really bearing on that. But if it's not, I will be with y'all and going, wait, something might be up here. But
I don't think anything's up other than college players. It's college high school players making a decision about their future, and it's in June. Those are two huge components of what we're talking about here. So, once again, everybody threw their hands in the air when Caleb Cunningham committed to Alabama. I threw my hand in the air. I was one of them. But that
what,
taught
and
me,
what did I tell you back then?
It is. That taught me, his recruitment taught me, man, you need to chill until it's time to put pen to paper. And even then, you could tear that thing up this day and age. But Caleb Cunningham, by the way, came from Choctaw County, the same spot as Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, the same spot that Ole Miss has been recruiting really hard in Choctaw County, a really proud program, the combination of Ackerman and Ware. They created Choctaw County High School, a beautiful facility. It's JUCO level. I mean, it's really nice. And I'm just not ready to give up just yet. I mean, everybody remembers all the stuff that happens in the summer and who people commit to and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, all that matters is December, signing day. And I choose to not completely push the brakes, all the way like everybody is. I'm kind of pumping them just a little bit. Obviously, there's some evaluation that needs to happen, some communication that needs to happen. But I can assure you, this staff's not going to stop recruiting this young man.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, man. I also want to challenge people, like, do you remember who Cam Franklin, who the leader for Cam Franklin was the June of his recruitment? I do. Do you? Auburn. He was going to Auburn. Yeah. Then he ended up at Ole Miss, and now he's entering his junior year. June is the time for overreactions and emotions. But this one I completely sympathize with because just like y'all, I too, and so were the Ole Miss coaches and everybody over in that building, surprised by this and how Ben Jarvis went about it. Again, sending out a I'm solid commitment. A recruitment shutdown, only to do this a day later. That's now to me the story. I know how Ole Miss has evaluated Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. I know what Ole Miss has invested to this point in Ben Jarvis Shoemaker and promises that have been made should he sign with Ole Miss. Knowing the anger out there, not just from y'all. I'm talking about from people that make these decisions and decide these things, not any of us. How that impact, like how that anger impacts how they recruit him moving forward. Because while there are no rules, there is at least a way to go about it, and this wasn't it. This wasn't it. So it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully Caleb reaches out to him and say, what are we doing? We'll see. I don't think Ole Miss will stop, and I think if you made me predict today, it could change by tomorrow. Hell, Ben Jarvis Shoemaker changed in less than a day.
I mean, you know, what, I want to say this once again.
Landing him in signing day is what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I want to say this once again. Let's talk about our timetable real quick. It's June, first of all. Secondly, this young man committed to Ole Miss.
Let me pause real quick to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dakota King, I wonder what Joyner thinks because, like Brad said, the relationship has been strained. I would just say a lot of what you're hearing from both of us right now can speak for a lot of the way Randall Joyner is feeling right now. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, I want to go back to kind of the timetable and just kind of reflect on back to kind of what has transpired here over the last couple of hours in regards to recruiting. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, the talented four-star from Choctaw County High School in Ackerman, committed to Ole Miss months ago, and everything was rocking and rolling. Everything was going great. Obviously took some visits, had some conversations with some other schools, and locked it down. SIP made, SIP stayed. That's exactly what the graphic said. And so he shut it down. Fast forward 16 hours. Not only is he not committed, he's not SIP made, SIP stayed. He's not committed. He's not anything. He's headed to Colorado. So you can understand the people that 100%. Live and die by this stuff, people that are paid to recruit. And I want to really, really hone in on a couple of things. I have no doubt the recruiting trip to Colorado with Dion and everything that they do in Boulder is fantastic. But I have to really think that the family
disagree with
of this
that,
young man. Well, yeah. I mean, you have to think the family of this young man, you know, rather than jump on a plane and have to go to Boulder to watch a game, why not drive up the road? I mean, I feel like Caleb Cunningham's, you know, support staff is probably and family is to, would think would tell people in the Ackerman community it's very easy to drive up Highway 9, stop in Calhoun City and Bruce and say hello to everybody, chuck through Paris, and then all of a sudden you're at Oxford. So I have a hard time really comprehending that aspect. I think the main gripe, I think, just from people I've talked to is not only did you commit to Ole Miss, you doubled down and you shut everything down. And on top of that, to add insult to injury, 16 hours later, not 3 months, not 17, 18 days, 16 hours later, you commit to another program. You don't decommit. I want to think about that. You just throw a graphic out and you commit. I think people are just upset. You know, they're
but B-Ham Rip says it's Ben's fault. It's Ben's fault that this kid has done this today.
Yeah. I've never met the young man, so I've met Ben a lot. I don't think Ben had anything to do with this young man's decision to play football at Colorado, at least right now, versus the University of Mississippi. I do believe that, once again, I will say again, you will not find a better recruiting staff right now, I think, than
for Ole Miss. For Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, Randall Joyner, man, this guy is just a tireless recruiter. And, I mean, even people like Javon Patterson outside of them, I mean, he does so much recruiting for the university and for the athletic department. Kelvin Bolden, so many coaches on this staff. And then you throw in Pete Golding there on top, who's one of the best recruiters in the SEC. This is not about recruitment. This is not about how you host visits. And this is not about you know, making sure that, that your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. This is about a decision that was made that had nothing to do with Ole Miss and had everything to do with the young man and everything to do with Colorado.
And his judgment in so carelessly and how he so carelessly handled this is now, to me, the story. Not what Ole Miss evaluated Ben Jarvis Shoemaker or how they evaluated Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, how they feel about him, the resources and time that they have and continue to pour into him. All of those things remain true. But the carelessness with which he did this and the anger that's over there is going to be fascinating now to watch because the player evaluation, he's a slam dunk prospect as far as I don't know if he's contributing to Ole Miss or anybody's winning football team next year. I don't. But I do think that in 2 years, he's a starter. Just like William Echols was like a mid-season freshman All-American for On Three, but really didn't play all that much. I could see that kind of a track for him and then blow up as a sophomore. That's a long way away. Not to mention the fact that June is not December. There's a long way away.
Do you know who I think? You know who I think? This may surprise you. Do you know who I think might be the best person for this young man to talk to?
Who's that?
Jahi Motors. Yeah.
You're not the first.
He could pretty much tell you the difference between Boulder and Oxford. Jahi Motors out of Columbia, Mississippi. Ole Miss wanted him bad, but Pete Golding did a great job when he was at Alabama and recruited him and, you know, had some moments at Alabama, but just wasn't what he needed to be. And then heads off to Colorado and Boulder and does not have a good stay. And, you know, Pete told us inside this facility to my left that he had a conversation with Jahiem and said, hey, man, this is your shot, you know. And I think Jahiem Otis would be a great sounding board for Ben Jarvis Shoemaker because Ben Jarvis has – the world is his oyster. He's a four-star, incredible player for Choctaw County, one of the best defensive players in the state of Mississippi. You know what? Jahiem Otis was in his shoes not long ago in Columbia, Mississippi.
Same kind of profile, somebody, too. I mean, very similar profile. Four-star, top, you know, I think he was a top 30 or 50 prospect for sure.
Yeah. And, I think Jahiem says, hey, man, let me tell you a little story. Give me 5-10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that would be a good conversation piece. Obviously, Keegan Croucher would be a great piece, too. He's done a great job recruiting. And I would be interested to see what happens at 4 o'clock today. If that piece happens at 4 o'clock, does that become a recruiting piece to get Ben Jarvis Shoemaker back in the boat?
Zach's already saying it. I'm going to go find it in the chat. At Jackson_Munn asked first, if the staff decides to move on from Ben Jarvis, I'm going to go ahead and squash that. They're not going to move on. I just don't see that happening. I think cooler heads will prevail after today and the carelessness with which he acted, and it'll get done between now and when it really matters. Again, Caleb Cunningham was an Alabama Crimson Tider in June of his senior year recruitment. So stuff happens in recruiting. This one, I was shocked. Y'all are shocked. Ole Miss is shocked because it's hard to shock in this day and age in recruiting. This one did because how often do you see I'm solid, I've re-solidified recruitment shutdown graphic, and then 16 hours later, so you flip. You don't. So I would just say to all, give everybody some grace. This is truly unprecedented. In a day and age when usually this stuff doesn't happen all that much anymore, this has happened. If Mitchell Turner, who, again, according to all the sources I have, the same sources that predicted Deuce Knight and Keyson Taylor and Madison and Jace Matthews. Remember when everybody was saying Ben was crazy? Even the Auburn mods were saying Ben was crazy on signing day. They said Ben Garrett is wrong. Jace Matthews is not going to Ole Miss, and he signed. Yes, there was also a belief from Ole Miss that they were going to get Davern Gerald's son. That didn't happen. Missed on that one. Misses do happen. But also, if Mitchell Turner pops at 4, like the sourcing said he's going to, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On3. I don't know what's happened to my QR code because Sudu got in here, must have messed with it. We need you at the Ole Miss Spirit. Come join us today. New members, sign up for half off an annual sub with our summer sale. We need you there. We want to see you there. I might do like a giveaway. The most people that can get, if you can get like 10, 20 people to come with you to the Ole Miss Spirit, I might like give out a big gift. Whoever raises the most or brings the most with them, I'll give you like a PlayStation 5. I don't know. I might come up with something. I've been thinking about this because, man, we need y'all. We want y'all at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. Join us today, even though the QR code is gone. If Mitchell Turner commits to Ole Miss at 4 p.m. Central Time today, as best I can tell, that's what's going to happen. Are we going to have the same energy that we had for, whoa, man, you said Ben Jarvis wasn't doing nothing. Ben Jarvis said it. The coaches would have told you the same damn thing. And sometimes, even in a day and age when we thought we lost the capacity to be shocked, you can still be, shocked isn't the word, surprised. Go, oh, wow, he got me on that one. That one surprised me. You can still be surprised. This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Brad Logan, Brad at Brad Logan TOC on Twitter. You can find us both at the Ole Miss Spirit every single day, all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, the Fleet of On Three. Let's hear from some of our sponsors and come back and talk about some basketball. But first, Alan Samuels, man, Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, Shed Hunger, Modern Woodman, Game Day Haircuts, so many that do so much for us here at Talk of Champions. We want to say thank you, and you'll hear from them now. This is Talk of Champions.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by. Let's be friends. I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Start my weekend
your day on the Network for Connected Living. There's more to see. C-Spire. Customer inspired.
Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Yeah, I want to start with something personal. To me, it's important to say, but and I don't know if this has been released or whatever, but Swartz has another opportunity at Ole Miss that he's earned, and let him speak for himself at the appropriate time and stuff. It's no like breaking news, but this might be the last time in this setting that I'm with Swartz, but I can't thank Swartz enough for everything he did. Coaching changes are hard, and when you come into a coaching change, there's just so much work right off the bat, and then for the most part, you know, it's why people bring their own people in. And there's only been a handful of times in my career where not only do we inherit somebody that we work with, but then we inherit somebody that's like really, really good, somebody that we would hire in our own marks. And that's how it worked with Swartz. Like the transition, the coaching change, everything that we've worked just tirelessly on to build here. Still got a long ways to go, but you can't deny that we're heading in the right direction overall. And so Swartz is a big part of that. And obviously it's not like friendship's going to end here or something. Might even hang out more now that we're not, you know, the daily stress of what we're trying to get down here with basketball. But I wanted to make sure that that you guys understood that as well. So he's just one of the best SIDs I've worked with, helped us do a lot of things getting started, has earned the next opportunity, next challenge here. Selfishly glad he's staying at Ole Miss because I know he'll continue to help us. Like I'll try to continue to help him as well. But that was a big thing. Happy for Swartz. I wanted to thank him for everything he did. I mean, a lot of things. It's not just the press conferences and reaching out to you guys from time to time. He just, in my opinion, went above and beyond in a lot of ways to help us get started. And those early days are hard when you show up somewhere you've never lived before and you don't know many people. Respect our players' times. So I'll let Bud go first so he can get back to executing his day. I'll just say simply stated, you know, personally, I really believe in Bud. I have great respect for his journey. In basketball, when you say like city point guard, that means something. No disrespect to some of the other point guards I've coached that weren't in a city, but Bud's from Philly and it's real. It's important to him and it certainly is important to me too. Bud can tell his own story over time, but it's a tough guy. It's a guy that, you know, most people probably thought you can't play at that level. Not only is he playing at this level, he's one of the best players in college basketball. He's got a chance to have a long pro career. So we believe in Bud. We respect his journey. Great respect for where he played last year. Big part of a winning team and played for a coach that's really good at what he does. And this evaluation deal in the portal, it's no secret. I mean, you find great players that you really, really like that happen to play in programs that you respect. So Bud's been coached before. He's led a team before. He knows what he's doing. And so we're honored to have his talents here. I'm looking forward to the ride and the journey with him. But lastly, you know, you get into maybe over-talked about in sports a lot, but it's true with Bud. It's not just about the basketball. It's not just about the assist and the baskets and the speed and the talent. This guy's got some character to him. And in my opinion, that goes back to the family that he's a part of, the family that helped raise him and the family he is a part of today. So from a recruiting standpoint, you're getting one of the best players in the country. You know he's been coached. He's a competitor at heart. The only thing me and Bud talked about in the recruiting process, really, there's a lot of things that I don't really remember, but I remember winning. You know, I remember him talking about winning the very first sentence of the very first conversation, and that continues to today when we get back on the court this afternoon. So he's not only a winner, he's a guy that literally, like, that's what Bud's about. You know, I mean, Bud will have 30-point games here. If we win, that's awesome. Bud might have a 10-point game, and if we win, that's awesome. And so that's a coach's dream when you get guys that understand winning is the most important thing. So any questions for Bud, we'll let him go, and then he can get back to executing his daily process.
That was Chris Beard talking about Adam Bud Clark, who will be Ole Miss's primary point guard, if you maybe predict, on June 23rd, 2026. They still got guys to add. Ben Henshaw and Mojave King, potentially two Australian international players to round out a 14-man roster. That's what Beard told me they'll have. Last year they had 16. This year, 14-man roster. 12 of the 14 are already on campus, including Bud Clark, who I think could have – I don't know about the rest of the roster. I think I know that Patton Pingas is going to be good. You would think that Elias Carmadine is going to take a year two, you know, step, leap for Ole Miss. But in terms of his individual impact, this is a guy that can lead a team very similar in that way to Sean Padula. So, Bud Clark, man, I think the world of him, what he could potentially be. Brad, you were there. What were some of your bigger takeaways from from the time with Chris and Adam Butterfart?
Yeah, I want to go through briefly in just a moment the incoming transfers, Ben, and kind of get your thoughts on that. I'll also talk about Bud Clark. Before I do, I want to say a special thank you to Shed Hunger of Modern Woodworking of America. Shed today can help you plan for life and using a variety of tools, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, variable annuities, anything. I'll be honest with you. If you're sitting at your counter with your wife, significant other, family member, and you just have questions about what would happen if something happened to me, what would happen to my children? What do I need to do when I'm 55 and I've got X amount of income versus X amount of in a savings account? And what about this Roth IRA? And all of that can be taken care of with one phone call to Shed Hunger. 662-442-4723. Shed's located in Winona, Mississippi, but you can just give him a call today. He can work you through some things on the phone, maybe create a virtual meeting, or maybe create a face-to-face meeting. I know Shed's a big Ole Miss fan. He comes to Oxford a lot. Create a one-on-one meeting. Any type of information that you need in regards to how you can plan for your life, whether you're here or whether you're not, Shed is your answer to any type of life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. And about that retirement, if you want to come behind me and watch the Rebels play and you want to have a nice retirement nest egg in a couple of years, give Shed a call today, 662-442-4723. We did talk to Adam Bud Clark today, 5'10 guard, transferred from Seton Hall, averaged roughly 13 points and 5 assists. And I think the biggest question is, what's the marriage going to be between he, Patton Pinkins, and Elias Carmody? And I'm with you, Ben. I don't think Chris Beard's finished, and he didn't anticipate being finished. We'll hear from Beard about his team here in just a moment. But some other names, Ben, Roman Cipula.
Cipula.
Cipula, 6'6 forward from Pittsburgh. He averaged about 10 points a game. You got Stephon Cicic, 7 foot, 260-pound center from Pepperdine, also through the portal. Dashir Haskins, Santiago Truitt, and Christian Brown, a 6'8 forward coming from James Madison. So the transfer portal has been good for Ole Miss. They obviously lost some players, but I think coming in, and I think just solidifying Patton Pinkins along with Elias Carmody, to me, that really sets up Ole Miss for a pretty good core. They've been practicing. He's obviously talked about coming in and practicing this afternoon. What I like mostly about what I heard from Bud Clark today, he said, I'm a dog. I like to get after it. And what Beard has said just a moment ago, when you describe a player like a Bud Clark, and he says the word winning a lot, he's excited about the opportunity of Bud Clark being a Rebel.
Here's Chris Beard, and then we'll come back and round this thing out with some more recruiting stuff. Got plenty of questions in the comments. Brad is live on location at Ole Miss. He was there for Chris Beard and Adam Bud Clark's press conference availability. I wanted to touch on something that Beard, you heard from Beard in that first video. My guy, Mike Schwartz, SID of basketball.
Congratulations,
love that cat. Love that cat to death, man. And I'm thrilled that he's staying at Ole Miss. He's transitioning and going to be helping out more with football. New basketball SID coming in. I don't know that person yet, but I can't wait to get to know them as well. Ole Miss is great about their SIDs, especially the ones in major sports that you get to know really well. So I have no doubt that the person replacing Mike is going to be great. But Mike, man, wish you the best in football. Can't wait to work with you in that respect. But I appreciated Chris giving Mike his flowers because he's right. It is hard. And Mike's put in a lot of work and a lot of hours that he doesn't get much of any recognition for. Nice to see Beard giving him some on his way out the door going to football. I love to hear that about my guy, Mike. Here's Chris Beard again, and then we'll come back and round this thing out with questions from our comments and questions from the chat and some more recruiting stuff. Here's Chris Beard.
I know you're still working kind of failures now. Is there stuff you learned with not having a complete team in the summer that you can kind of maybe adapt or change with how you do this summer?
We've done it before. First head coaching job, Fort Scott Community College. We added a player late. So it's like in an ideal situation, you have everybody here when you're adding pieces and stuff. It's not just because of late. I mean, sometimes you got guys that go play on their national teams. We've had players before, you know, go play on the Olympic team. So it's just the adapting and the changing. What I do think is I'm kind of obsessed with, I don't want to do something and then have to re-explain it or fix it later. So we're kind of deliberate in what we do, if that makes sense. I'm not really eager today to put in out of bounds plays because I'm still learning our players. I think the first half of the summer is I'm simply just watching these guys play, putting them in situations and seeing how they respond. I'm trying to get to know the players. Like I know a lot more about Bud right now than I did by just recruiting him and evaluating him. In terms of players maybe potentially joining the team late, it's a challenge. But it's the same challenge most people have in college basketball too. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's a disadvantage because other people have it. Now, if we were the only team in the country that was doing it, that would be a disadvantage, but that's not accurate.
I was going to ask, is there a number maybe that or you have in mind if I'd like to add X more players? But also, is there any sort of advantage in being able to see who you have on the floor and then kind of realize like, oh, I could use another shooter or distributor. I'd love another four. Is there any advantage in being deliberate?
I mean, that would be the ultimate riverboat gambler ballsy move. We really need a shooter. Well, okay, it's July. Where's that shooter at? Yeah. You know? It doesn't quite work that way. Just the idea of you evaluate your players in the summer, that is a huge advantage for when guys have every returner. I know like on some of our teams, we've been blessed to have a lot of returners, but never the whole team. But remembering Coach Knight, you know, talk about some of his teams where literally every player came back. And so, yeah, you just had a journey, your season ended, get some rest, and then you can kind of pick right back up. You know, that's not the case now. I don't think that'll ever be the case completely for somebody. But, you know, in our league, just off the top of my head, Florida's got a lot coming back. And so it would make sense to me if somebody said, hey, Florida's the number one team in the country preseason. It makes sense to me. They got a lot of players coming back.
That was Chris Beard talking about players they're continuing to potentially add this summer. Two more left. Ben Henshaw, Mojave King could be added within the next couple of weeks. We'll see. But that's who he's talking about. And as far as a number, I can answer that for Sam. You heard Sam Hutchins from the Clarion Ledger, who I think the world of. Chris told me 14 players and 12 are on campus. So do the math. Who are those two? Ben Henshaw, Mojave King. But there is at least a little bit a concern about that ruling in May where the NCAA is trying to drastically restrict professional players getting opportunities in college. And Mojave King was drafted by the Lakers, had his draft rights traded to the Pacers, played in the G League with the Pacers. So there could be some stuff that they are sticking points that they have to get through. But that's who he's talking about. And we'll see how it plays out in the coming weeks. This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Before we get out of here, answering some questions from the comments, Brad is live on location at Ole Miss. And we've been talking all about Ben Jarvis Shoemaker and Mitchell Turner and then some basketball. For those that are just arriving with us, real quick, Brad, our breakdown of the entire Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, if you had to summarize it, because you're better, you're not as long-winded as me. Our summary, TOC summary of where we think things are and what happened today with Ben Jarvis before we jump to other stuff and round this
out. Yes, but before we get there, I want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors. You heard from their advertisements a moment ago, and then you'll see them roll here as we conclude here on today's Talk of Champions. Secondly, I want to say one thing that Beard said a moment ago I think was interesting is Jake Thompson of the Ole Miss Spirit. You read about it on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's OMSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Is he talked about that extra assistant coach, and there'll be more to come with that. But Chris was very adamant that they're not going to change anything. They're going to continue to go as business as usual. So there is that piece of the puzzle that he'll be adding to. I do want to say that if you're, once again, to everybody that's jumping on, this entire conversation will be available to you on YouTube. You can watch us back at any time you'd like at the Talk of Champions channel. Secondly, you can listen to this on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. We're everywhere that you can imagine. So we encourage you to go back and listen to the entire show. But I do want to kind of put a bow on this Ben Jarvis Shoemaker saga, if you will. What we know at this moment is that Ole Miss has done an incredible job recruiting the young man. He's a four-star. He's one of the top five players in Mississippi. He preps at Choctaw County High School in Ackerman, Mississippi. He's been recruited by Ole Miss and Randall Joyner and the entire team of recruiters at Ole Miss, including Ole Miss head coach Pete Golding. And Ole Miss did a bang-up job. They did a very good job recruiting this young man. I anticipate them to continue to do so. But they obtained a commitment from the young man, rocked along there, started receiving interest from other programs, so much so that he doubled down and said that his recruitment was over, said he was done. Ole Miss sites put out graphics, national recruiting sites on three rivals. It's a big ordeal because one of the top players in Mississippi that committed to Ole Miss has now shut his recruitment down. I won't even say the word recommit. He shut it down. 16 hours later, he flips to Colorado. That's where it is. Now, I'll put it into context as best I can here. There are a couple of things that we know to be true. We know that it is the middle of June. We also know that Ole Miss not only recruited this young man hard, did everything in its power to help the young man away from recruiting. And no, I'm not referring to finances. I'm talking about support. I'm talking about hardcore support for this young man. So that's where things are. I don't think Ole Miss is going to stop recruiting Ben Jarvis Shoemaker at all. In fact, I think they'll continue to recruit him very hard. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say that that relationship probably has changed today. What level of change, I don't know. How much it's altered, I don't know. How much it's altered from the recruitment side, from the young man versus university, that I don't know. But I feel safe to say that there was a lot of question marks this morning when that graphic dropped, and there's going to be a bit of a question mark going into his recruitment moving forward. That relationship has to have changed today, Ben.
We're going to keep rolling on for another 5 minutes or so I can answer these questions in the chat. Brad, I'm going to let you go. I know you got stuff to do. See you, my friend. Take care. We'll be back again, he and I, in a couple of days. Tomorrow, here on Talk of Champions, is Keith Carter, Ole Miss Athletics Director. That'll be in the morning. I don't know if we're going live with it or not. We'll see. But either way, Keith Carter interview, because I know there's been some questions in the chat in regards to the mixed-use development that they're building and the entertainment district, all that stuff. I will have those answers, hopefully, from Keith tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Then Brad and I back together on Thursday. We'll say bye to him now. See you, Brad.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
That's Brad Logan at Brad Logan TOC on Twitter. You can find him every day with me at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and affiliate of 1-3. Let's round this thing out with some questions from the chat. Ben, what's the news on Tay Walden? 4-star defensive back recruit in the 2027 recruiting class, recently visited Ole Miss. It's Ole Miss or Auburn. Right now, I think Ole Miss is in the lead after his visit to Ole Miss. And I at this point, if you made me guess where he ends up, I would predict Ole Miss. At Deer Hunter 7420 says, we just got a shark from Dante Moncrief on Twitter. Even sharks, we have to wonder, can we count on them anymore? Because there were sharks about Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. There was a commitment graphic saying he re-solidified, and yet today he flips to Colorado. I want to touch on some of that, more Ben Jarvis stuff and what Brad was kind of talking about there to finish this thing. But before I do that, the shark from Dante Moncrief, even though we got to question all things now, that's, in my opinion, based on sourcing and the people I talk to, that is going to be Mitchell Turner at 4 p.m. Central Time. Those wondering when Mitchell Turner will be announcing his decision, supposed to be at 4 p.m., and by everything I can grasp, that's supposed to be Ole Miss. But I won't lie and say that I'm not a little shook based off of this today, because it didn't just surprise me or y'all. It surprised the Ole Miss coaches as well. This is the first time anything like this has happened to this coaching staff specifically, led by Pete Golding. And how Ben Jarvis, now Ole Miss handles Ben Jarvis throughout the rest of it, considering what it's already done for him, will be the real story to follow. And if you made me guess, I would say he still signs with Ole Miss in November, December, the first signing period in the fall. Because remember, in June of 2025, Caleb Cunningham was headed to Alabama. Cam Franklin was heading to Auburn. I mean, we could do this all day. I trust the reps here, and the reps that led to Keyshawn Taylor when I told you committing, when the reps that led to Darrell Madison committing, flipping from Michigan, Jace Matthews, when I was taking bullets from everywhere. I could be wrong. I was wrong about Deuce Gerald's. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker made everybody look wrong today, doing something no one really expected except him in Colorado. We'll see if it holds, but if you made me guess, I could be wrong. I still think he signs with Ole Miss, but this wasn't expected today. At Ace of Spades, has he talked to the Ole Miss staff about the flip or just out of the blue? I think initially it was out of the blue, more out of the blue than anything. I really do. I don't think that they were necessarily blindsided, but there is a lot of anger over there, and that's why I'm curious, and that's going to be the whole follow. Like, the way he handled this and the carelessness in which he handled it is going to be something that for some is going to be hard to get over in that Manning Center over there. Any potential baseball portal commits from John on Twitter? Louisiana Tech pitcher supposed to be visiting. I can't remember his name. We've been talking all these different names today. That's the only thing pressing. That I know that Ole Miss was connected to a Tennessee outfielder. I was told they haven't recruited him, aren't interested in him. If he hasn't already, the Air Force infielder who they were in on, he's not coming to Ole Miss. But I think there's a Louisiana Tech pitcher that is either has visited, is visiting. It's a lot of information all at once. And the fact that yesterday Oklahoma, making for seven straight SEC teams to have won the national championship in college in college baseball the last 7 years. The fact that the portal is open during that, and like it should be open today, and Ole Miss has a lot of work left to do. Already got eight commitments, three bats, five pitchers, and I think that they could be adding that Louisiana Tech pitcher pretty quick. Just grabbed the defensive lineman Antoine Jackson. He's big time. Him and Turner would be great at Tay4077 in the chat. I think Ole Miss is absolutely a contender for Antoine Jackson, but I just like with David Gabriel George, Easton Royal, when Ole Miss was in on those guys. I'll see it when I believe it. Now I think Ole Miss has a better chance with him. I never thought they were getting Royal, and I still hold that today. I don't think they're getting DGG, even though they've made a move for him. It's just Ohio State think going to win out. I've been consistent with that. I feel better of those three, Antoine Jackson being one that Ole Miss ultimately lands. But, yeah, we'll see. Ben, at Nate, go 4-3. Did you see the ratings EA has for Ole Miss for College Football 27? I only saw the overall, which was an 88, which seemed a little low to me. But, you know, keep letting Ole Miss get slept on. Keep letting Ole Miss get slept on. Because I think that this team is better positioned, especially compared to last year's team that won 13 games, a program record. This team is better positioned to do that than last year's team was. I think that the defensive issues, we did a recent talk of champions where we said 10 things we believe to be true about Ole Miss football entering 2026-27. And one of those was the defensive, quote, issues. And you've heard a lot of them from J.D. Pickle over at On3 and others who said, well, Ole Miss average or gave up 4 yards per carry against the run last year. And I want to say, well, yeah, that's why they addressed it. They bring back William Echols and Cam Franklin. They improved at all three levels. But like this core of linebackers, someone mentioned on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3, that's the website that they write for. Sign up today. We need y'all there. I'm going to do a giveaway to see who could actually help me get people to the Spirit because it's that time, man. Like it's time to start focusing on some football stuff. And essentially someone mentioned Chance Campbell and Mark Robinson as the only modern era candidates, maybe Patrick Willis and Roy Johnson. If we go back that far, like the best collection of linebackers for Ole Miss entering a year. I don't think Ole Miss has had a better one than this. And it's not just Luke Farrelly and Keaton Thomas. They love what they saw from Taj Butler from Georgia Tech, the transfer, in the spring, and Santarian Perkins is still a linebacker primarily. Now he might be able to slide down now with more nine eye responsibilities, which is what Prince Will handled mostly for Ole Miss last year. But no, I haven't seen all of the ratings. I've only seen the overall, and 88, at least for me, that feels like a little low. Just when we get some high school recruiting steam, I'm reminded why it's pointless to get too pulled into it these days. At Ace of Spades in the comments in the chat. That I sympathize with completely. And it hurts our business. It hurts that that recruiting has been de-emphasized. I actually was asked by someone at On3 the other day. They're like, Ben, I want your honest opinion. Do you think people care as much as they used to about recruiting, high school recruiting? No, they don't. They don't. And that's concerning. And it doesn't help when Ben Jarvis Shoemaker does something that was quite unprecedented and no one saw coming. Not just dumb old Ben Garrett. All those folks, coaches, over there at the Manning Center, and how they handle that moving forward, we'll see. Ben, since it's your fault Shoemaker flipped, can you make Benny Easter commit to Ole Miss? Thank you. Benny Easter is going anywhere but Ole Miss. Maybe the reverse jinx, because I think Caden Moss is committing to Ole Miss on Friday. I think Alvin Mosley's committing to Ole Miss on Saturday. I think Mitchell Turner is committing to Ole Miss in less than an hour. And if he doesn't, I might be with the rest of y'all and go, whoa, what's going on? Any word on if Deion Smith will be on the roster this year at Ace of Spades? Thank you for that. Thank you for that. That's the humor we need. Ben, do you have College Football 27 already pre-ordered? I do. I absolutely do. Terrified of trying to figure out how to do portal recruiting. I just mastered how to do the recruiting in the last one. I'm in 2046 now with Ole Miss, and I try to play it right. We hadn't won like 20 championships, but your boys – taking the mantle is the greatest of all time. I am worried that I'm about to get fired for the first time in my gaming life because I don't know if I understand how they're going to go. But like the new portal overhaul of recruiting scares the crap out of me. High school recruiting is still a huge deal as far as trench players go. At Ronald Mathis 8957 to finish our show here. Talk of Champions, powered as always by Riverland Roofing and so many of our friends. Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, C Spire. Need you at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On3. High school recruiting is still a huge deal as far as trench players go. Absolutely. And that's how Ole Miss wants to build its rosters. Like, its high school emphasis is defensive line and offensive line because those are players that you're more likely going to keep around for a couple of years, first of all. And it's a different developmental track. So I agree. And that's why I don't believe Ole Miss gives up on Ben Jarvis Shoemaker. But the carelessness in which he handled this wasn't taken well. And if that changes anything, considering what Ole Miss has already done, I'm talking about time and resources. Take that however you want to. What it's already done for him, play silly games, get silly prizes. We'll see if he gets a silly prize or if cooler heads prevail and what ultimately I think happens. But again, it's June 23rd. And as we've seen in the last 24 hours, anything can happen in recruiting. I still think to this day, until I'm told otherwise by the people that I trust, the reps, the people that tell me this stuff, I still think he ends up signing with Ole Miss. At Dakota King 2457. Ben, you need to be in my 27 online dynasty. Say less, Dakota King. Maybe we do like a full-on Talk of Champions League, dynasty league. I just need y'all to help me recruit. Don't bury me with all the five stars you land and all the premium transfers. Show your boy how to get it done, because I am worried about the recruiting piece. I turned 40 on August 18th. Come on now. You know what I mean? I'm becoming an old man, and they're changing things up on me. Something crazy. Oh, prayers with Ben as we try to figure out video games as I officially go over the hill. And before I'm out, oh, Fred G. Reb says he's in. Heck yeah. Any chance on getting Albert Simeon from at Gavin Lynch 40? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to get him. I wanted to say really briefly, I loved my mamma Norma. My big mamma was 93 years young when she went to be with Jesus on Sunday. She passed away peacefully as she slept with all of us around her. I saw her go be with God, and I loved my grandmother. She was a wonderful human, and she was really the figurehead of our entire Garrett group, our Garrett clan, and all she ever wanted was for all of the Garrett clan to be together. Well, Memo, we are, we were, and now you're with the greatest of Garrett clan. She's back with my Papaw Troy. She's back with Aunt Connie and Uncle HG. And Norma Garrett was an educator in New Albany, Mississippi for a long time. You probably can't find, I mean, you walk around for 10 minutes, you'll find people that were taught by my grandmama. Now, she was a hard person. She could be mean to you. She could be, not mean, she could be stern. She believed in teaching you to do right. And most of all, she tried to teach me and held me accountable, even when I went to war with God, how to love God and to always let go and let God. And I will miss her, but I carry her with me everywhere I go. Praise be to God, from whom all blessings flow, for she stands with my grandfather today, and she's missed him for 30 years. Best of luck. Best of luck. Thank y'all for joining me here on Talk of Champions. I'll be back tomorrow with Keith Carter, athletics director, probably live. I don't know yet. It'll be in the morning. Be on the lookout for that, and then we'll be back live again on Thursday. We're going to get a regular schedule going here on Talk of Champions. That's my fault. It's just the summer's been crazy. Thank y'all in the chat for joining us. B-Ham Reb, Dakota King, The Jeep Adventure, Nate Goforth. Thank you, man. Y'all are awesome, and y'all make the show what it is. So thank you. We'll see you soon. This has been Talk of Champions. Until next time.